Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Drew McIntyre here from WWE. Wielding the claymore can be a life of chaos. When I'm not dominating in the ring, Chumba Casino is how this warrior takes a wee break. With hundreds of online social games and new weekly releases, there's always something fresh to try. And those daily boosts, next level. Even my free time feels like Valhalla. So when life feels like a battle, kick up your feet, have some fun, and let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
The Bert Show.
I want to use our show. And this is directed right to parents.
Okay.
How the hell do you teach your kids to get up at a certain time? Like, we're having some problems with Hollis right now. He's almost 3 years old, and he's never slept really well. He always gets up in the middle of the night, and for a while there, we tried the whole put him in solitary confinement, lock him into the room. The doctor said, mm-hmm. No problem, let him yell it out for a couple of nights, mm-hmm. and then he'll sleep through the night. That worked for a while. Now he just screams at the top of his lungs because the door is locked. So now we have the door open. What he's doing is he's walking down to Hayden's room now in the middle of the night.
Oh, dude, he outsmarted you.
Either getting in bed with Hayden or he's just trying to wake Hayden up to play. You know, it's like the middle of the night.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't think my kid is any smarter or less smart than anybody else. But I know there has to be a point where you start to teach your kids, look, you're not allowed to come down the hall until 6:30. Because right now he's up at like 5, 5:15.
Mm-hmm.
So what do you do to teach your kids? I mean, he's quite honestly ahead of the curve when it comes to like verbal skills and stuff like that. So I know that—
Daddy, get your ass up!
So I know he can understand the words. But like reading an LED clock, mm-hmm. you know, and teaching them like, okay, the first number is a 6, the second one is a 3, and the other one is a 0. Do not come down until you see those three numbers. I don't know how, if that's even possible to do with an almost 3-year-old.
I don't know.
I don't want to say this on the radio.
What's that?
Do not
Lunesta.
Give
no, he does not need that.
Baby
present butterfly of death.
You don't. You don't have to do the whole thing, but just like a
no.
Whatever. Cut it in like a little quarter and just put it in their milk. Just look.
There comes a time where every kid has to learn, you know, that you have to stay in your bed until a certain time, and we just don't have the formula yet. I don't know mm-hmm. what it is, but I know that we have friends that have 3-year-old kids that are capable of doing it.
I have no idea.
Does Hollis have a consistent like bedtime every night?
Uh-huh.
What time does he normally go to bed?
Between 7 and 7:30 every night.
And this is different from Hayden?
Hayden's at 8.
No, I'm saying for when Hayden was Hollis's age.
I don't think they're the same kind. Hayden, man, has always been a kid. Like, you tell him to do it one time, it's done.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Hollis thinks he's got an opinion.
Mm-hmm.
We're still trying to break him on that whole thing.
Like a wild horse.
We'll break you. The Hollis Whisperer. Good morning, Deborah. You're on Q100.
Good morning. My child is the same way. Oh, my God. Up nights, all night screaming, did not want to do anything but play, read all the sleep books, you know, put them to bed an hour earlier, put them to bed another hour earlier. But rituals are really important. I know it's kind of hard, you know, to get them to sleep at night, you know, right now with the sun still being up when you're wanting to go to bed, but get the dark shades. Melatonin does not release in the body and the brain unless the room is dark.
You got that down. So yeah, falling
so
asleep.
Can't have TVs on, no lights on, a nice story every night. Same thing.
Falling asleep is not his problem. His problem is he's getting up so early, and he's either screaming at the top of his lungs to somebody to come to get him because the door is closed, or he's walking down to hang out with his brother or getting in bed with his brother.
What about...
And we know he's capable of sleeping until 6:30 because we'll come up and we'll soothe him and then he'll sleep till 6:30 or 7 o'clock. So you just got to go all night, dude. You're on your own.
Do you think if you played him the audio of that caller we had at 8:45, Chelsea, that would put him in a deep enough sleep?
I didn't think she was as bad as you think she was.
He would make wake up for 2 days.
Hey, Don. Good morning. You're on Q100. Don, what's up?
Hey, Bert Show. Love you guys. Listen to you all the time.
Thank you.
I also have a 2- and 3-year-old daughter. And we had the same issue with our 3-year-old when she was 2. And so what we decided to do was we put up, you know, one of those little gates that you put in front of the stairs or the doors or whatever?
Little baby gates, sure.
Yes. So we put the gate up in front of her door. So when she opened the door to get up, if she saw the gate, she knows it's not time to get up yet. So she would get back in the bed. And then when the gate comes down, she knows it's time I can come downstairs now because our master bedroom is downstairs.
We tried that for a little while, and it did work, and I'm not really sure. You reminded me. I'm not sure why we got away from that formula. We put the baby gate up there for a while.
It's a good idea.
But then I think you just started screaming at the baby gate.
Well, we would tell her to turn her music back on. We'd say, turn your music back because she has a little radio in there, and we play like a little lullaby CD. So she knows how to push play, so she just turn it back on and get back in the bed and go back to sleep. That worked for us.
And how old was she at the time?
She was 2.
2?
2 and a half. She was like close to 3.
All right. So
2 and a half, close to 3.
Yeah, that's the same age we're talking about. Great, Don. Thank you.
Okay, thanks.
That's a good idea to have the door closed regardless and then have him open it. So tell Hollis as soon as it's open, there's a baby gate there. If the baby gate's up, can't say anything, can't scream, just go back to bed.
Look, I seriously thought about trying to teach him how to turn the TV on himself, you know, and just like watch, you know, set it to like the Disney Channel. And then when he turns it on in the morning, there it is. They're good. You're up, dude. Just turn the TV on.
Or a music channel.
But then what if he gets up at 4 a.m.? Then you guys are screwed all day, right? Because he'd be up and grumpy and everything?
Could be. Yeah, I don't know.
Maybe now that the weather's getting warmer, can you just have him sleep in the yard?
We're getting close to that.
Because, like,
we could have a little runner
rope where he can run around but not get out of the yard.
Like, you put a goat on?
Yeah. I mean, you know he's not going to get out of the yard.
You know
he's
some,
fine.
You can have this for...
He's getting some exercise.
Like, $30, maybe $25, but it's a dog loo.
Yeah.
That we have in the yard.
Right.
Sasha's old one.
Hey, former Burt Show employee Jen Fallon has an idea. Hey, Jen.
Well, I'm not a mom, but I've done plenty of babysitting, and my thought was just set an alarm clock, a radio alarm, and tell him he can't get up until the music starts playing.
Until that music goes. That seems so easy.
Seems simple.
Stay in your damn room until you hear the music, and then you're allowed out.
Yeah, maybe and then he has a goal, maybe, instead of him just crying because he, you know, I mean, because who knows what his motivation is. If I'm awake, that means something.
Mm-hmm.
But this way, wait, I'm awake, but the music's not playing. Maybe he'll learn to kind of deal with himself and adapt to it until the music starts playing.
I think we need to honor the point he's at in his life because we all wake up 20 minutes before the alarm goes off.
I feel bad for him.
And we want to kill ourselves because we're like, man, I just blew 20 minutes of sleep. He will wake up early and just stare at that thing and go, please music play, please music play.
Good.
Please music play. So we need to respect the place he is right now.
No, sleep
while
you can,
respect
boy.
It so much if he's coming down hounding you, man.
Sleep while you can,
yeah, as long as I ain't staying at your house.
Hey, Jill, good morning. You're on the Burt Show.
Hi. We have a 3- and 4-year-old, and we put an alarm clock in his room, and underneath it we taped a note card with the numbers on it. And he had to match the numbers before he could come downstairs.
Kind of guess with what you were talking about.
I love that.
It's like a goal.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's great. Thank you, Jill.
No problem.
Perfect. Hey, Lacey, good morning. You're on Q100.
Hey, Bert. I just want to let you know my son is the exact same way. He is 3 and a half now, and he thinks he runs the house, and he rarely gets any sleep. And about 9 months ago, I kept having a problem with him wanting to get up at 5:30 in the morning. So I took him to the clock in the kitchen that he would always see, and I told him the first number has to be a 6. Before you can get out of bed. If you get out of bed and you see it's not a 6, you need to go back to bed.
Mm-hmm.
So just one number, not all of them.
I'm sorry, what?
You just taught him that one number instead of the rest of them.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
But you're saying 6:30, so you can just teach him the first two. The third number's irrelevant because as soon as it turns 6:30,
you're good.
Right. That makes total sense. That's great. Thank you.
Well, also, if he's still getting up in the middle of the night, you might think about prolonging his bedtime till 8 o'clock. And then if he's still doing that, you're going to have to keep getting up and just putting him back in the bed. And once he sees that he's not going to be able to get out of bed and stay out of bed, he's going to learn that he has to stay in. You're probably going to lose a lot of sleep for the first few nights.
Bert doesn't mind that.
In the long run.
Yeah, I'm a fan of just closing that door and letting him figure it out himself, scream through the night. I don't care. Seriously.
Yeah, when I was whispering,
I'm tough-ass when it comes to that kind of thing.
When I was saying Lunesta, I wasn't saying give it to him. I was saying you take twice as much.
So you don't hear the sleep through the screaming all the night.
And you give some to Hayden and Stacey, too. And you're like, fine,
the fear there is that if he like cries in the middle of the night and nobody comes to get him and that door is locked, like I don't want him to think somewhere in his soul that when he really needs some help, mom and dad aren't around.
Could you imagine Tracy and Scott because they wouldn't have the same thing with Ella.
No.
If Ella was screaming in the middle of the night and they had the locked doors and wouldn't come?
Well, if she screams in the middle of the night, she is between Scott
right.
and Tracy,
that's
so
true.
She's going to wake up.
Actually, no, I think Scott and Tracy are now in Ella's crib and Ella has the king-size bed in the house.
Well, solution, put Hollis in your room.
Oh,
that's not a solution.
Damn.
And what else? All right, Karen, last call. Go ahead.
Yes, my daughter had the same problem. And we bought this little clock thing from One Step Ahead's website. Mm-hmm. And it's got like a little cow at the top, and he's in pajamas, and a cow at the bottom, and he's in his daytime clothes.
Mm-hmm.
And at nighttime, the night when lights up, and then during the when you set it for whatever time, like 6:30, like you said, the daytime when the light up, so he can't get up until the daytime cow lights up.
Okay.
That's
and that's
good.
From, what's the name of that website?
One Step Ahead.
One Step Ahead. And we may be going there and ordering that today. Thank you very much.
That works for my daughter.
Great. Thank you.
No problem.
That's a good idea.
Those will help.
Just try everything at once.
Seriously. No. Here's a six, here's a three, here's
a
clock with a cow.
Yeah.
Wait
until
the cow
and
the suit comes off.
Put the puzzle together.
Yeah, why don't you tell him that he can't come out of his room until he sees the cow wearing the daytime clothes light up, but then never put a cow wearing daytime clothes anywhere near his room.
Get it? The Bert Show.
Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute, it's carbs are bad, and then the next, it's, no, actually, carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here. And if you're looking for some serious fun, head over to ChumbaCasino.com. At Chumba Casino, you can play all your favorite social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. It's the most fun you can have on your phone or computer.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21+.
You're on The Bert Show.
All right, if you didn't hear the storyline, this mysterious storyline that we covered mostly in the 7 o'clock hour yesterday, we're just going to have to tell you to go online and listen to it there. It's up on Q100Atlanta.com right now because there's no way that we can invest you in the entire story. So the only thing that I can tell you is if you're like listening for the first time today, Whitney called us weeks ago, told us that there was this mysterious dude that pulled up to her townhouse community. Every single day, same time, walks behind the townhomes. At the time, she thought he went into one of the townhomes for 5 minutes and then came back out, then gets back in his car, and then he takes off. And he's been doing it for months and months and months now. And she was just curious who this dude is. So we've been following this story now for weeks. We send a Q100 employee down there, Frankie, who's been staking out the place. We've set up hidden cameras to try to get a picture of the guy. And everywhere we turn, we end up on a dead road, you know, a dead end. And the last update that we got was that Frankie was staking this dude out. And it turns out he wasn't going into a townhouse. What he was doing was there's like a little itty-bitty trail. I think he said like 3 to 6 inch trail that goes from the townhomes back into the woods of Whitney's townhouse community. Mm-hmm. And it ends at a fence. There's a little hole underneath the fence. And this dude seems to walk up to the fence. And did he say he looks through a hole?
Frankie didn't know.
No, he didn't know because he never saw him do it. He just followed the trail.
There was only a hole at the bottom, right, like a squirrel could get through or right, something.
Okay.
But the odd part, of the oddest part of the whole story is the routine of this guy. Same time every day, same time it takes him to go back behind these townhomes, maybe into this field, and then back for, what, 4 months, every single day, Monday through Friday.
So Whitney and I have some mutual friends, and by coincidence, I was in touch with them yesterday, and he walks in to my house, and he says, "Do you talk to Whitney today?" I'm like, "No, I haven't." And he said, "Well, you got to get an update tomorrow because the police are like in her townhouse community."
Wow.
And there's some other, you know, stuff that she'll tell you about here. But that bait. And then you've got the story this morning on WSB. Police found body in DeKalb Woods. Suspicious. And we're thinking, could this possibly be the same place?
I don't think so. I personally don't think so, because why would the guy go back to the same place over and over and over and over again for 4 months? But I could be wrong.
Here's Whitney. Hey, Whitney.
Hello.
Hey, how are you?
A little sick, so I'm sorry if I sound horrible.
You're not feeling good today?
But doing good, though, yes.
Okay. Well, we know that there were some police in your townhouse community yesterday.
They were. It was about 9:20 yesterday. I saw them drove by my house and went down behind the homes, just like the guy does, drove down to the last house and parked right in front of the driveway.
Mm-hmm.
So I kind of went on my balcony and acted like I was doing something, and heard the police get out of the car and shut the door. But I never saw the policeman actually go into the woods, or, like, I thought maybe they were here to check out the birdhouse. Maybe someone called in and said something about it. But never really saw them. So I don't know if they went into that home or what they actually did here. I couldn't figure it out. And then after about 5 minutes or so, they got back in the car and then drove back out and went out by the house where I've seen the guy park by, but I couldn't see down there too much either because there's some trees in the way. So
okay, so they're parking in the general vicinity of the mysterious dude.
Oh, yeah,
okay.
Right in front of that townhome that I thought he was going into.
Okay. Wow. Bizarre.
So that's at 9:20, and what time did they take off?
It was about 9:25.
So okay, before so he got minutes. There.
So did
yeah, and then he came. He came right at 9:45 again. Mm-hmm. And
mysterious guy shows up again.
Uh-huh.
Wow. Yeah.
Weird.
Are there police officers there today and yellow tape and all that kind of stuff?
No.
Okay, so it can't be the same as this news story, because if that was the case, then there would be police officers all over your neighborhood. Don't you think?
I would think so.
Sure. Now, there's a little bit more detail on mysterious guy from yesterday, though, right?
Yes.
Okay.
He got out of his car, and he was wearing, like, athletic gear, like he was going to work out. And he got out of the car, walked down the sidewalk, and the minute he hit the road, he just started jogging and, like, jogged all the way down behind my home and, he kind of waved at someone, like a neighborly wave. Just maybe someone was on their porch or something. And then kept jogging down. Right when he got to the birdhouse, he started stretching, like he was stretching his legs out or something. And I saw all of this from upstairs in our master bedroom, because I can see a really good view of the whole woods back there. So I'm seeing him stretch and everything, and then he just casually walks back into the woods, walks behind that trail like Frankie said he did, and was back there for maybe a minute or so, and then came walking back out right when he hit the road. started jogging again back to his car and got in and left.
If he's showboating for the...
The birdhouse.
The birdhouse, then he's jacking with us.
Do you think he was looking into the birdhouse?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, he was right in front of the birdhouse when he did it.
This is now driving...
In the birdhouse, when I saw it last night, it wasn't hanging on the tree anymore. It was, like, on the ground and faced another way.
So somebody took somebody took it out of the tree and put it on the ground?
I think so, because I just noticed that last night.
You think this guy's on to the whole thing?
That wasn't Frankie, was it? He didn't move it to get a better angle, did he?
I don't know. Let's get Frankie on. Hey, Frankie.
Hey, guys.
Hey, man. Hey. Did you move that birdhouse?
No, I didn't move it.
Bizarre. But now, was the birdhouse like behind somebody's home?
And once again, for those that are newly listening, this birdhouse has a camera in it.
It's a spy cam.
It's a spy cam from BigDaddySpy.com that's been taking pictures, motion sensor pictures for us for the last couple of days.
Because I used to live in a townhouse, and I was aware of, even though I had a little patch behind my place, I was aware of what was going on in that little patch.
Yeah.
And if somebody put if there was a new birdhouse in my square, I would have noticed, and I probably would have taken it down. So I'm just curious if you think it's maybe just innocently a resident took that down, because I don't know where it was.
I don't think it was him. I think it was someone in here that did it.
That trail, what the hell is he doing on that trail every single day for just a minute?
And why is he jogging now?
Tracy has a theory that the police went there to look at the birdhouse and took it down. But if they investigated and found a camera, do you think they would take it?
Right.
Yes.
You want to think about that answer, Melissa, or you just want to give it right away?
I'm confident in my answer.
Huh.
This is now really officially driving me crazy.
We do want to establish this, though. So the body that was found in Decatur yesterday was not in your townhouse community, but I wonder if the police got a lead that maybe it was at first, and then it was a false lead.
I don't know. They get so many. I don't think the one's related to the other.
At this point, can't you just
call? Do you know how far away it was from me? Because
Tracy did a MapQuest and said it's less than 2 miles.
Well, at this point, can't you just call the cops on the guy? I mean, have him be there.
Katie asked me that last night. Why don't you all just call the cops?
I think we should.
I think at this point, I think it's getting weird enough.
Yeah,
that we're putting Frankie in danger. I mean,
yeah. I agree.
Hey, Susan, good morning. You're on Q100.
Good morning. Does he drive the same kind of car every day?
Yes.
What kind of car is it?
It's a nice like BMW. I'm not sure what kind, but
the only thing that has changed now is his outfit, right?
Like his aerobics.
You said he was pretty much wearing the same thing every day, and now he's wearing sweats.
Yes.
That's because he's working out, man. He's pumping. Yeah.
Well, yesterday was the first nice day. I wonder, because you've only seen him do this through the winter, right?
Correct.
So I wonder, but still, it's that those woods.
And you're not jacking with us, right, Whitney? Like, this is tomorrow, you're not going to go, all right, April Fool's, I got you guys.
I swear to God, it's not an April Fool's joke. I mean, this has been going on for months. What have I planned it for 5 months in advance?
I was planning ahead.
Hey, Jamie, good morning. You're on Q100.
Hi.
Hey.
Hi.
I'm just wondering if maybe this guy is a Burt Show listener, and he is just playing with y'all.
He could be.
Maybe.
It could be at this point. I don't know.
Well, now, but for, like, 3 months before this, we had no idea who this guy even was.
But I don't think that he would mess with us, because if somebody were on the radio calling you a criminal for 3 weeks, wouldn't you want to come on and clear your name rather than just like jog in
because,
front of a birdhouse?
I wouldn't. I don't have we don't know his name. Like, we don't know his name. So if I'm listening to this and I hear this going on and I've gotten the attention of the radio, then I start doing weird stuff. Like, if he shows up today,
well, you're a strange bird, dude.
Dressed like that Burger King
but
dude.
I think most people would want to come forward and be like, this is what I'm doing.
Yeah.
Blah, blah, blah. Clear their name.
I think
y'all
so
are nosy. Go
yes,
away.
Right. I think
you
so.
Know?
I don't think. I don't know.
Hey, Kevin, good morning. You're on Q100. Kevin?
Oh.
Or not.
Well, if you're a criminal, then, and if you're standing in front of a birdhouse, hello, you're going to get your picture taken.
Hey, who thinks that? Oh, crap, birdhouse, they got me now.
Well, if he's listening and he is standing in front of a birdhouse,
he's listening, then he would know what the birdhouse was.
I mean,
right.
I'm paranoid of birdhouse. I put one in my own backyard myself. And when I went out there with the dogs yesterday, I looked at it and like, is this birdhouse real? Yes. Am I taking a picture of myself?
What, was Frankie in the woods?
Hey, Joey, good morning. You're part of the Burt Show.
Hey, I was just wondering if the dead body was missing a New Balance shoe.
Oh, damn.
What is that?
Oh, you missed it.
I missed it yesterday.
Yeah, there was
Frankie found one shoe, a brand new New Balance.
We're laughing about it now, but if you find out later the dude was missing a New Balance shoe, we won't be laughing then.
It's the one-legged man.
Good morning, TC. You're on
Q100. Good morning, people. How's it going?
Good to hear from you, man.
Hey. You know what? This is driving me crazy. I'm about to drive down to DeKalb myself
and wait
on the dude to jump on him and find out what's going on.
Because we have no idea what this dude's really all about, so don't do that. But I feel you, man. I want to hire a PI.
Or just send a cop out there. 9:45.
It's at the point now we need to do something.
My PI friend's ready to go. He's like, okay, what do you want me to do, man?
You
got to
step it up a little bit,
Maybe it's time. All right, Whitney, thank you for the update. And Frankie, I think we got to take this thing out of your hands at this point, because it's getting just creepy enough to where if something were to happen to you, we'd all be looking at each other like, why did we send him down there that last time? So,
I mean, you guys are going to pull me out of the game at the most exciting point.
Well, you can still be like the admin, like you can meet the cops out there and walk them through it. Like you can still be involved, but we acknowledge the fact that you're a big guy, but that also means you're not really a quick runner. So, you just got to accept with the toughness comes the slowness.
We don't want to lose you, bro.
Oh, well, I appreciate that. But that's
Jeff,
cool. Let me know if you guys need it. Anything.
Thank you, man.
Jeff's got some man spanks for you, though.
we're not done talking about that today.
I don't know if you can run in those, to be honest with you.
All right, Whitney, if anything else happens or you have an update, give us a call. And if not, then I'm going to call my PI friend and we're going to start doing something that way, okay?
Okay, sounds good.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Listen, it's The Burt Show.
Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute, it's carbs are bad, and then the next, it's, no, actually, carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Burt to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Burt. forhers.com/Burt. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Hey guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21+.
This is The Burt Show.
So producer Joanna here is in the middle of, in the beginning phases, really, of planning her wedding, right?
Definitely the beginning.
How involved is Jason, your fiancé, in your wedding plans?
Well, he's not really, like, I tell him, like, oh, I'm looking into this photographer or I'm looking into this reception place, and he listens, but he has been throwing out ideas for the wedding. So involved, like, is he making phone calls and, like, planning, you know, appointments? No. But involved in, like, offering his, ideas and suggestions, yes.
So you guys are doing it. It's a partnership.
It is. He chose the location and he chose the date.
Okay.
And the theme.
And you're getting in May 2017, right?
Yes.
Okay. That's a good date, Jason.
2018.
Here's the reason why I'm asking. And I want to turn the tables on guys today because, you know, since the beginning of time, guys and other women have been making fun of women that become quote-unquote bridezillas.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Like they control everything. They're out of hand. Like, what's a classic definition of a bridezilla?
Well, you can't talk to them the entire year that they're planning their wedding about anything other than their wedding.
So serious.
Like, yeah. I mean, it's like the entire world has stopped except for wedding planning. Like, nothing else is going on. Nobody else has lives. Nothing else is moving forward in anyone else's life. It's just a standstill. And that's all they can talk about
specifically, like, every 6 months, we get the phone call of the woman who is scheduled to be in a wedding, but she got the rule that she's, like, not allowed to cut her hair or whoever's standing up for the bride has to lose 10 pounds or...
The bride is making ridiculous requests, and it's all about her. She's emotional. She snaps, and she becomes, quote-unquote Bridezilla. There have been TV series made of Bridezillas.
Right.
But I have never heard up until yesterday about Groomzillas.
Okay.
And if you have one of these, you're getting married, but it's your fiancé, the groom that has become the Groomzilla, then give us a call right now, 404-741-Q100, because Katy Perry says that Russell Brand is a Groomzilla.
Really?
Like, he has taken control of everything, and it's driving her crazy. She's trying to make plans, and he is taking control of everything.
Wow.
He wants it to be his event.
Wow.
And he's sort of pushing her aside, and I think it's the first time I have ever heard of a Groomzilla before.
I'm sure it's happened before, though.
Absolutely. I'm sure
like
it happens
if she's,
all the time.
You know how they say opposites attract? Like, so if the woman's like a real like creative spirit and just like go with the flow person, and maybe she's dating and going to marry somebody super OCD, then he would have to take control because he would think that like she would never get it done.
Right.
I'm sure it's happened.
I mean, like Tracy is pretty, you know, organized everything, and I'm with her own wedding she was, but I could see Scott being the kind of guy, her husband, who is, you know, he has planned events, so I could see him where he would like, no, this is how it's got to be.
Yeah.
This is the show we're going to put on, you know?
Well, then Tracy gets lowered from a helicopter and they ride in.
Exactly.
Because guys do there are some guys that do tend to have control tendencies, for sure. Mm-hmm. So even if it's a wedding and they're not necessarily invested in the wedding, just the fact that they need to control it, I could certainly see that happening. Mm-hmm. But Katy Perry says about Russell Brand, like, he's just obnoxious.
He
wants to pick the colors. He wants to pick the china patterns. He wants to pick her dress out. It's centering around him.
Her dress?
Everything. He wants his hands in everything.
That's one thing he's got to stay away from. You got to let her choose the dress.
Good morning, Q100.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey. Okay, good. How are you?
Love you guys.
Thank you.
Actually, it's my brother-in-law. Well, he is the hugest Groomzilla ever. Like, he's down to wanting to pick my sister's hairstyle.
No.
For the wedding.
Wow.
Yes.
Really?
I promise you. Like, he has the color, the hair, he wants the seating done a certain way. Yeah.
What does she have to say about that?
I mean, she's just pretty much like, well, I don't want to do it, so it's fine.
Does it come from a different place for a guy?
I mean, I'm pretty sure if she could, then she would plan it, but
like for me, for the Bridezilla definition comes from like this long history of women thinking about this wedding day and how it has to be so perfect, and they've just been thinking about it so long. Mm-hmm. Whereas with a guy, it feels like the mentality is different. It's just a control thing.
Well, I have talked to guys in the past, though, for some guy friends who and straight guy friends who already had in mind what they wanted their wedding to be like. So, I mean, I've had conversations with guys before, which, you know, I never thought about at the time, it's not like the traditional wedding. They wanted, you know, to have it at a certain place and have like this medieval theme, and we're going to be like the king and queen. And you know how guys do all
eat with our hands off metal plates.
You know?
Very manly.
Hey, Diana, you're part of the Burt Show. Hi.
That's awesome.
Good morning, guys.
Hey, you have a Groomzilla?
Yes. My fiance, when he proposed to me, and then the next thing he says, okay, so now we're going to go and pick up the colors, and then we're going to go and pick up the flowers. And he knew that every single step we had to go through until we have to pick the cake and where to go from. I mean, he's been with his sister had a wedding not too long ago. So he's been helping his sister, so he knew all the process that he had to go through. But the fact that he's such a control freak and he has to know about everything that happens, what the photographer said, why did he contact me, why did he email you, not me, does he think that you're more important than me? I want to know that. I mean, I wanted to have a wedding since I was 5 years old. I was dreaming about it. And now he comes along and he steals that from you. He steals my thunder.
I think that's kind of cute, though. I think it's awesome that guys want to be involved in the wedding planning, because I think you see more guys often than not want to have anything to do with the wedding, not pick out the colors, not go to appointments. But I think that's kind of endearing that guys want to be involved somewhat. The dress and the hair, you got to stay away from
that. Involved and taken over.
No. He has a point to say, even in the hair. Oh, I don't want you to have the hair down. I want it up. And I don't want it to be too poofy. I wanted to be like that, and I want the dress. I mean, I didn't show him my dress, but he kind of, I don't want a straight dress. I want it to be like, I want you to be like a princess. I want you to be that. I want you to be that. Oh, no. It's a nightmare.
If you scratch the surface just a little bit more, is it kind of freak you out? Like, this might be a red flag that he's so controlling that the rest of your life is going to be like this in other areas?
No, it's not. Actually, it's that I mean, we've been together for almost 3 years, and this is the only time I see him more controlling than I've ever seen him. Like, he doesn't care about any other stuff than the wedding right now.
Uh-huh.
Huh.
Wow.
Thank you for calling.
And no problem.
So they're out there.
What would you prefer?
I do like his involvement. I do like Jason's involvement thus far. You know, when we were, as soon as we got engaged, he did tell me, I want to do it here. I want to do it on this date. And I thought that was great. You know, we don't have to sit there and think about the date. He does have a particular veil he wants me to wear just because he always imagined me in this particular veil.
Aww, but that's cute.
Yeah, it's like the little involvement.
If we have to do extremes, would you rather him be totally controlling it or totally avoiding
it? Get out of it.
Get out
of it. Just show up in your uniform on time and don't worry about how much it costs or what it looks like.
Hey, Vicky, good morning. You're on Q100.
Good morning.
Hi.
Hi. We had a friend that we went to church with, and the guy was very, very serious, always just a very serious-minded person, and his wife was a real big cut-up. True story, kid you not. He, at the rehearsal, I mean, I wouldn't really call him a groomzilla, but I think it plays into the story pretty well, and it's interesting. But he was just very serious. He wanted everybody to be serious. Guys, don't mess this up. This is a very important day. And so his wife and the rest of the wedding party got together and decided that they were going to do something really goofy. Uh-huh. And they blacked out their teeth and did not wear shoes down the aisle. And her dad, who was the minister, wore a really goofy tie. And he did not know it until the wedding started.
Oh,
and we're all sitting there looking at this wedding, and I'm feeling horrible for him. And I can hear people behind me going, oh, my gosh.
But I think that's the reason he was attracted to her. I got to say, you know, that's what he needed in his life.
Right.
So
oh,
it comes out sometimes you don't want it to, but that's what he wanted in a woman.
No, the blacked out teeth. Awful.
There should be a show called Groomzilla. I think we just
I think we just tapped into something here.
Yeah.
Hey, Dana, real quick, what's up?
My cousin, I'm in his wedding on Saturday, and he is so bad that his mother calls him the bride.
Really? He's dead control?
Yes. When they're talking about the bride, they're talking about him. He has changed the date. He has picked out that he wanted 9 groomsmen, that the bride, who was 13 years younger than him, had to go and find people to be in the wedding because she didn't have enough people to be in it to cover his portion. So,
he's like, baby, go make friends.
Right.
This is The Bert Show.
Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
It's the Bert Show.
All right, so we got Dolvet back in studio this morning. What's up, dude?
What's up, brother? Good to see you.
The sunglasses, man. I mean, really?
Hey, that's what I told him as soon as he
walked
in here.
Man.
Really?
It's bright
pulling
outside.
An usher.
Is that where we're at here with sunglasses?
What's the weather? It's officially spring. Let's go.
We all know each other. Hey. You're not a rock star.
Hey.
Really?
Hey.
You're going to keep those on?
Dude, you wore those up here in the dark this morning.
Hey, what did I do in the privacy of my home is my business.
Whatever, okay? Rock and roll.
So Dolvet's here. He is single. Brian is here as well again. Very single as well.
Good morning.
And how old?
33.
33 years old. Dutch is back.
Yep. Good morning.
Good morning. How you doing, dude?
Good, man.
And you're how old?
31.
31.
Mm-hmm.
Single also. Jeff is married. I'm married. And Southside Steve should be working his way down here in a couple of minutes also. All right, any question goes, and we're close enough to 8:30 now that we can dive right into some of the more adult material. So let's get to it. Larissa, good morning. You're on Q100.
Good morning. How are you guys? I love you.
Thank you. What's going on with you today?
I am just curious if a married couple, such as myself and my husband, work opposite shifts, is it pretty much inevitable that the male is going to watch certain types of videos and take care of himself?
And this is for the married couples, or are you talking about in general?
Married. We're married.
Damn. I don't know if they're both together, but the chances are pretty good, yeah, that your husband's taking care of himself. Yeah, that's what dudes
do. I know. Is it just, like, inevitable? Is it just something that they have to do? I mean, I don't understand, because I don't feel that need when we're apart, you know, because he works the night shift and I work days, and, you know, we have a great marital life when we're together, but it's, well, I'm getting, like, $400 or $500 Comcast bills.
Oh,
well, wow. Okay, so he's watching porn that much?
I'm assuming.
Maybe it's just those Ultimate Fighting Champion things. Maybe he's just really into that UFC.
If you work opposing shifts like that, is it inevitable that it's going to happen?
Well, here's the real question also is, like, if a guy is satisfied sexually, and it doesn't matter if you're married or not, so anybody can answer this. If a guy is satisfied sexually, are you still taking care of yourself?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes.
To a lesser degree, but yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
The guys are just like that. They're just, you know, okay. It's visual stimulation, I suppose.
You can't take that personally. The porn thing, though, that sounds excessive.
Yeah. Why especially when it's free.
Yeah. What do you mean,
Dutch? Like, I know Bert's all about supporting Comcast and everything, but you can Google stuff. Like, just Google boobs.
Right. No doubt.
I mean, if you want to save the family some money, go out to eat one or two more times this month.
Well, I have a bedroom question. This is for single, married, dating, whatever.
Okay.
And this has been coming up with a lot of my girlfriends because we've been doing the pure romance parties. Are guys intimidated by bringing other things into the bedroom, like toys?
Giddy up, cowgirl.
Absolutely not.
No, no way.
Not intimidated at all.
No way. No.
Not at all.
Absolutely
not. Zero.
Not.
Brian, now, define other things. Are you talking about like another man?
Because we never know whether to buy them or not, because we're always worried that a guy will think, like, either we're weird or that they're not doing anything
for
us.
Yes, buy them, bring them, it's awesome.
Okay, now let me ask you when, though, because if it's the first time you're hooking up with a girl and she breaks out that stuff, what is that saying to you?
Set the tone. I'm definitely going to call her back and get her back over. Oh, yeah.
Set the tone.
It sets the tone. So it
may or may not date that one.
That's what I was about to
ask. May or may not date that one.
Let's get into that.
But, I mean, the thing is, like, if they're breaking that stuff out immediately without any, and on first date style, that means she's into party and not necessarily, she's not looking for somebody long term. So,
right. I mean, she's obviously no stranger.
Yeah. Oh, she's not looking to do something to you, per se, you know, but yeah, definitely bring it.
So, Southside.
Yeah.
What is the amount of time that you should be with a woman where she starts, she takes it up to the other level and breaks out the insurrection stuff there without you like being turned off by it? Like, the first time is probably going to be a turnoff as far as a relationship goes.
So I'm in a relationship. I'm looking for a relationship.
First time you hook up with a girl, she breaks out, you know,
a chainsaw.
I mean,
wow.
You know, I think, dude, that's not a pure romance party. That's Home Depot.
Exactly.
He was at aisle 7 just then.
I've been married,
like,
13 years, y'all. Yeah, I'm at a different level than y'all are at.
If it's on a battery, I'm okay. If it's using an extension cord, I'm scared. If I see an orange cord, I'm out.
Hooked up to a generator.
Yeah, exactly. No, it wouldn't bother me. I think a lot of guys just probably think that if a chick brings a toy in or something like that, that tells them they feel inadequate, like they're not getting it done. And I think that you got to be open to it, whatever feels good. And if there's certain things, like, you know, can we say the word rabbit? I can't. I can do that for 5 seconds, and that's it. I mean, that thing does a lot of stuff. So I don't, you know, I mean,
where are you putting it?
I don't think a dude should be offended by it. I think if that's a part of her bedroom, that's a part of what she is. So it wouldn't bother me.
Well, let me bring that stuff. Why are guys okay with that, but women are bad with porn? It's like, we're okay, be free, be open, but then women are like, why are you watching porn? It's like a double standard.
So, like, you feel like
it's okay
for them
you
to be freaky, but you're not allowed to be freaky. Yeah,
no. And that's the only thing I would even
that,
do.
Jen, Hobby.
The only reason I would say that is because it's other women's images that are turning you on, so it's like a jealousy thing.
Oh,
I think.
Come on.
Whereas if it's, you know, if it's items, then it's an inanimate item. We're not bringing in other images of other men in the bedroom.
But you have to understand, when guys are looking at other women, when they're with you, they're applying that face to you.
Yeah. So it's inclusive.
So it's like,
it is like you, I mean, just like Megan Fox's body and face, but it's you.
The sea donkey. But yeah.
No worries.
At the end of the day, why do you care? You're getting it.
Right. And imagination's part of the bedroom. I think about Miss White in Geometry putting her pin top in her ear, eating earwax, and that makes me go forever.
Wow.
You know,
wow.
You do what you got to do. It's all about the mind, you know?
It's only weird if you make it weird.
Well, you know.
It's only weird if you make it weird.
Or think about Brian baseball. Dude. That works, too.
Hey, Barbara, good morning. You're on with the Burt Show's Guy Panel. Any question goes.
Good morning, guys. Hey, Burt Show. I love it. I listen to you guys every morning.
Thank you.
But one of my questions, and especially when you're intimate with someone, especially with your guy, do you guys notice our flaws? Like, if we've gained a little weight or just, you know, physical things that women would get self-conscious
what
about?
What a great question. What was that? Great question.
What was the show? Was it Brett Michaels that had the laser pointer out? He was basically just highlighting cellulite on the back of a girl's legs.
So in all honesty, when you're intimate, do you notice a woman's flaws? Dutch, we'll start with you because you seem most uncomfortable.
You notice them, but depending on how you feel about the person, you can look directly past it.
Okay. It depends on the status of the flaw, too. Like, if you come in and all of a sudden you got one arm, then...
I could work around that if she's hot.
Yeah, but you're going to notice
that. If you decide
that.
To stop shaving all of a sudden for a month, that type of thing.
I would notice the shaving... Or a hygiene issue before I would notice like weight or something like that.
Are you worried about weight gain? Is that what you're specifically talking about, Barbara?
I'm talking about weight gain, especially if you haven't seen someone in a long time, or you know, women were more prone to like cellulitis or scarring or stretch marks, just stuff like that we are very self-conscious about.
It's a great question. Do you guys notice what she considers flaws? Stretch marks, cellulite. Extra weight,
of course.
You do.
Absolutely. Yes. They notice it, we notice it.
Any guy that's out there that's a hunter of any kind, you notice. You see every little thing. I'll notice if you've got a chip on your fourth toe on your toenail polish. You know, you're just going to see. And don't think that that's a bad thing. I think Dutch brought up a good point because I know this panel's to try to help you girls. If we like you and we care about you, we can get past a lot.
Yeah,
absolutely.
I think this is
just
really
being
important.
Positive, you know.
This is really important for women to hear that. Yes, guys are seeing your flaws, but you're way more self-conscious about it than dudes are paying attention to it.
And 100% of that is confidence.
Yes.
If you wear your confidence and don't care about that kind of stuff, we're not going to care about it because we're going to be drawn to your confidence.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's a great question, Barbara. Thank you.
Thank you so much, guys.
Bye-bye. You can almost hear the relief in her voice.
Well, nobody wants to date a whiner. You're right. Confidence is everything. I'm a foot guy, and it was a girl I was dating had horrible feet, but she was so confident. She just threw them out there. I was like, man, she worked them in the shoes, and I'm like, I'll date you.
You and Dolvet just bonded on a different level with the foot.
Feet are everything.
Love
What do you think of Steve's feet?
They're great, by the way. Great pedicure,
Steve.
The confidence goes hand in hand with that. You know, if you say, I got a chip on my fourth toe, no big deal, let's keep moving, then, all right, if you feel good about it, I feel good about it. Let's keep it going.
Honestly, you have broken up with girls over their feet. So even if she's confident, but she's got bad feet, you can't get around it.
Right there with you.
Hope, please.
No, hope. Next caller.
No.
Next caller.
So what was it about the foot that caused you to part ways?
It wasn't the foot alone. It was a combination of the foot, the attitude, you know, it was everything. I'm not shallow, Atlanta.
If she's great in every area, but she's got some of the most jacked up feet you've
That's
ever
problem.
Seen, will you continue
no way.
To go out?
That's yes.
Oh, you would not.
The answer
you're
not is yes.
You are lying.
That,
I'm calling you out. No, you would not.
I would too.
You would not. Look me in the eye, Dolvet.
I'm
look,
staring
look her in
you
the
down.
Foot.
I would look me in the foot. I would.
Here's Marlene. Good morning. You're on the Burt Show's Guy Panel.
Good morning. How is everyone?
Good. Thanks.
My question involves honesty. I want to know why are men not honest about what they want or when they break up with a guy who just had a crisis, you know, and couldn't communicate with me, and then a week later, and this is all by text. Get another text, crisis over, I miss you. Like, you know, what kind of BS is that?
So what's your question? Why are they cowards when they're breaking up with you?
Yeah, why aren't they honest?
I'm a total coward. I'll be the first to call myself out. We do it because we don't want to hurt your feelings.
You got it.
And that's all it is. And I'm looking at all these guys. When I run back across you 6 months later in a bar and we hook up again, I'm going to tell you I was going through a crisis. And I think all these guys will agree they're not going through anything.
Oh, of course not. I mean, I can to see right through.
Nobody wants to hurt somebody's feelings. Sometimes it's tough to look somebody in the eye, only if you really pin us down. And it's usually through anger. We would rather you get mad at us than break up with you with tears in your eyes.
You guys agree with that?
Yeah. I mean, it's pretty much depends. Do you want me to tell you that I've found a better option, or do you want me just to go radio silent?
I would.
Okay. Well, then, I mean, and some people are fine with that. And I struggle with it just like Steve does. Mm-hmm. I don't want to tell you that I've completely lost interest because I've found someone that I find more appealing than you.
But you're going to hurt her either way.
Yeah.
Like, at the end of the day, you're breaking up with her and she's going to be hurt. So why not just tell her, I'm just not into it anymore?
Right. I don't know. I mean, for me, I mean
we talk about it sooner with each other because Duke and I are good friends. Then I guess you would say it to the girl out of fear of hurting her feelings.
Oh, absolutely.
But her feelings are going to be hurt either way.
Because how do you tell a girl, you know what, you're nice, you're great, but you're boring, you know?
Marlene, would you really want 100% honest there? I mean, would you want your man to say, look, I'm just interested in somebody else? Or would you rather him lie to you and sort of slither his way out of the relationship?
Oh, no, I want the truth. Because to me, the lie is so hurtful that you have to unravel it and spend, devote time and energy. Well, what really happened? Just tell me the truth.
Yeah, but sometimes it might wrap you around the axle enough that 6 months later when you do see her in a bar like Southside Steve was saying, you can obviously go back to the well and she can become a repeat offender.
So really what it is like you're setting up your next shot.
You got it.
Well, relationships are all about sex until you find somebody you like, then you have a friendship.
Chew on that, ladies.
Chew on that. Southside.
Here, Bird Show.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. On the track, my car's look is everything. But today, I'm talking about more than just paint schemes. I'm talking about my favorite games at Chumba Casino. Check out exclusives like Stampede Fury and my own King Croc Fury. It's just as wild as my car looked in Texas. With over 200 games and new ones weekly, play for free at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.